InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Major bridges and around power plants, saying you want to wipe out our whole civilization, you want to commit genocide against us. Well, then kill us. And the media are calling them barbarous scum because they have courage. You can say that it's a bad religion and the Mullahs are bad, and I agree with that, but you can't sit there and I've seen a few shots where it looks like there's some teenagers there. So they're saying, oh, look, they've got children out there. And that is wrong. But the point is what's really wrong is announcing that a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. Next segment, I'm going to read to you the international definitions and Webster dictionary definitions and encyclopedia definition. In fact, get me an encyclopedia write up on it, just randomly. And it is the very definition to wipe out a whole civilization or people culture. It's actually ethnic cleansing, but on a mass scale. Now, Israel and the deputy minister, under Netanyahu, have been talking about using atomic bombs and neutron bombs. And there's a very good chance that Israel is going to strike Iran with nuclear weapons. And so we played that clip yesterday. You notice I've been saying for weeks, they've had different people in the Pentagon pushing the idea of using tactical nukes. NATO's been talking about using tactical nukes on the Russians. Completely insane, changing doctrine away from mad, mutually assured destruction. It's held us in good stead for 70 years without a nuclear war. And the U.S. is the only country that's ever dropped atomics on anybody. Obviously, in World War II at the close at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Fat man and little boy. So those weapons are tinker toys compared to what's out there now. And so it's a very serious threat. And now it's all over the news. Because when you say totally obliterate an entire society, an entire culture, civilization, that's what that means. So I talked to a lot of insiders that know Trump well and notice some of those folks you don't even see doing interviews right now because they're not going to lie, but they can't bring themselves to say what's happened. But Trump has gone from not giving an F to absolutely thinking he's invincible, thinking that he is right, thinking that he can do no wrong. And we are on the edge of total disaster. I mean, this is serious war crime stuff that's already going on. Blowing up civilian bridges and already hitting power plants. But now it's about to intensify. And when Trump defines it as genocide, then it's open and shut. I mean, leave it to him to, like, I'll destroy your whole civilization, never to be brought back again. That's genocide. We'll be right back. Share the live feeds on Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble. The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.